Satisfaction of doing a favour for an associate, Kay snarled. All right? Pym saluted him. You're the boss? That I am. So Lovelock and Pym took the coast road, the ocean only occasionally visible, stopped Wednesday night at Baga, where they fitted the Mercedes with plates from a Victorian car, and then down through Gippsland to the tip of Western Port Bay. After ascertaining that Moonta was no more than a bunch of beach houses with a single shop, they drove another 10 minutes to the town of Waterloo, which had a motel. Pym went for a run as soon as they checked in, then drove to the Bunnings on the edge of town and bought a shovel and a tarp. Paid cash, the visor of his John Deere cap low on his brow. Lovelock stayed in, sinking a six-pack of Victoria Bitter as he watched the T20 game on Fox. Over dinner, chicken salad for Pym, meat lover's pizza for Lovelock, they studied the paperwork again. Lovelock chewed, swallowed, burped. Guy looks like a meth head. Pym nodded. In photographs, Owen Valentine had a narrow, bruised, hunted-looking face under a firebreak haircut, his parted, dried lips revealing mossy teeth. Lovelock snatched another bite and ruminated. You ever ask yourself what we're doing? Christ, thought Pym, hating it when Lovelock got philosophical. No. Lovelock waved his pizza slice, tumbling a lump of greyish meat onto the nasty bedspread. I mean, all we ever do is what we're told. You ever thought of going independent? No, Pym said, without much hope it would shut Lovelock up. Okay, so ask yourself, here's a meth head, and we're getting 50 grand to waste him. Makes you think, right? All that money. Think what? Whatever this Valentine character did to piss off Hector's mate, it must have been big. I mean, 50 grand. So? Say no something. Stole a shitload of drugs something. So? So yeah, we top him, bury him, but why not ask a few questions first? Lovelock said, getting out his cigarettes. Pym made him take his filthy habit outside. Pym, who didn't touch steroids, ice, nicotine, alcohol. He was a killer these days, but quite a bit of the old Pym lingered from before. Clean. Straight. Good job as an aide to a Liberal Party MP, before a small misstep in the form of a Facebook post. A few frank thoughts on immigrants and Muslims that prompted a swift change of careers. He made Lovelock take his filthy habit outside, but still kissed him good night. On Friday morning, after Pym's run and Lovelock's sleep-in, they drove back up to Moonta, through farmland that backed onto the mudflats and mangroves, along small, tight roads to the little township. It was no more than a collection of short, sandy streets settled with beach houses of various kinds, some costly, others renovated cottages, with a few wood and plaster kit homes of the kind pictured in brochures with names like The Inlander or The Californian. The house where Owen Valentine lived with his girlfriend and their kids was a shabby fibro structure set amid tea trees on a narrow dirt track unobservantly named Banksia Court. Pulling the Mercedes under a nearby tree, Lovelock and Pym watched and waited, and presently a rusty white Corolla pulled out of the car shed at the side of the house, a woman and one child aboard. So far so good, Pym said. There's supposed to be two kids. Where's the other one?
Maybe it's too tiny to see, said Pym, irritated. How the fuck would I know?
I'm just saying. They stared at the house gloomily, wondering if they'd have to factor in a second killing. It would mean more work.
Okay, time to rock and roll, Pym said.
They entered by the car shed and a connecting door to the kitchen, found Owen Valentine asleep on a sofa in the sitting room. Pym was disgusted. Takeaway food containers, wine bottles, overflowing ashtrays, a greasy meth pipe on the coffee table. And the place stank. Drugs, garbage, pine sap from a miserable Christmas tree.